Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Thursday, November 17th, 2011.
Yay!
It's 7:53.33 p.m.
And this is episode 377 and 50 seconds.
Until you edit. And
right.
It's completely off.
Well, before editing, it was 55. So.
Welcome, everyone, to one of the greatest Chicago podcasts you will ever hear in your ear.
Ever.
In the next hour.
Yeah.
You like it when we stick it in your ear.
Y'all, what did y'all think about getting three shows last week?
Three.
That was amazing.
Crazy.
That was like almost...
It was nice to have a little vacation.
It was like 2 hours of shows, right? Because one was like 47 minutes, right?
Maybe we should be gone more often.
I know, right?
We still didn't get through everything to talk about. Not like we remember what that was now.
Yeah, but we never remember. We tried to have a schedule. That doesn't work with us.
What's the schedule?
We could probably work it. We just need a person that sticks to their guns.
Oh, I could be that person, but you don't want that. I don't think you could handle an actual producer.
I don't think you're ready for this.
It would be like the... I forgot to mention on the... and I don't know why I didn't mention this on the last three shows, but... yours truly was on the 200th episode of Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Yay!
You guys should go listen. It was awesome. It was me, Sarah Davis, and Pat Geik. It was awesome. I didn't get to talk a lot because they were talking about show tunes and stuff like that, and I really don't know that much about that.
Is that another spinoff?
It is another spinoff, yes.
So speaking of show tunes...
Not a Foul Monkeys, though.
You need to come over now because I just bought 50 old school movie musicals. Great, half of them I've never heard of. It was $10 at Target. But anyway, yeah.
They're like on DVD or music?
No, DVDs. Actual movies. Black and white, not black and white. Super old ones.
Oh, okay.
You should come over anyway. I can give you a Broadway education.
I'm about as interested in that as Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Well, which is totally funny. This week we were having like a Doctor Who like argument on
that was ridiculous.
Argument. No. It's
and
called
my phone buzzed and I had 14 emails because I have all my Twitter messages go to email for me, so I know
why
to
did
check
you do
it.
That?
Because I don't get on Twitter enough.
You can get push messages.
That takes too much.
Oh, I have it.
Battery life from
I have it phone. Coming to me when I get a when someone
mentions
me. Yeah, because I don't read Twitter as often.
Right.
Unless there's a response. But no, it was less an argument or more. You're an asshole when it comes to anything that anyone deems nerdy, and you have talked down on anything that's remotely sci-fi, nerdy, whatever, and then get all jealous. When we have a new nerdy friend as a replacement in our little circle who Bradley and I are bonding nerdness and watching some Doctor Who.
Why wasn't I invited?
We're touching our gingerly, or we're touching our nerdy tips.
Because you wouldn't come and you make fun of us?
Oh, well still, it would have been nice if you would have invited me.
What did I say? Oh, I'm going to need to know the backstory of Melody Streams.
Or something
then,
Melody
Streams. And then he goes, do you mean River Song? And I'm like, yeah, that.
We're both just like, what?
But no, but Mark does want to have a Doctor Who day.
I would be open to it because I think I'm a little bit more open to that than Star Trek. Like, Doctor Who seems a little bit more like Quantum Leap, kind of. And I think I might kind of like that. No?
Wow.
Well, it's not at all? Doesn't he go through time and land?
Yeah,
in different...
but he doesn't land in other people's bodies.
I know, but he lands in different times.
Yes, and I think what right. also you'd like it is that there's
just their hearts. He lands in
their hearts. Even though you can watch the episode standalone, there's much more of a story arc from episode to episode. Whereas Star Trek, you know, you have to watch like the entire fucking season.
I can't watch all those. Haven't they been going since like 1960 or something?
What Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but then, however, here's the thing. However, it went from the 60s to like 96 and then stopped and then came back in 2005. they did a revival.
Yeah, this is the third Doctor since.
So is it a remake of the originals?
It's a revival.
Yeah, it's pick it up, but with new Doctors.
Yeah. So 2005 was, what's his face?
Oh, I always forget his fucking name. He was there for one season. And then it was David Tennant.
Or 2005 to 2010 was David Tennant. And then this is Matt Smith.
I the first time that I met Mark.
Mark, you better be proud of me. Research.
The first time I met Mark, I met him at Crew. We did Taco Tuesday, which he didn't have tacos. And he hasn't had tacos ever since we've been there. Which I don't even know why he's actually told me about Taco Tuesday, because he was really excited and was like, oh my God, you have to go there for tacos.
You've told this story 6 times.
On here?
Whenever you talk about Mark.
Oh, okay. Well, and he's a picky eater.
Mark.
Good one. Which he's not so picky. When we went to dinner last week, he like ate octopus or something.
He lived.
What was it? Calamari?
Yeah, he lived.
Oh, he lived in Italy.
In Italy, yeah.
That doesn't count then. So anyway, when I first met him, he talked about Doctor Who a lot, and he was telling me about what's her name? River Song. And then I guess she was a different character before, or her name changed or something during time. I don't know. It was like something like Melody Streams or some shit like that. But he was telling me, and I was like,
my best friends were coming in town for Thanksgiving. You know, the reason they're coming in town is because they're going to the suburbs for the big Doctor Who convention.
Why is the Doctor Who convention in the suburbs?
Also another thing, like the Torchwood spinoff, the guys from Mount Batavia. So maybe that has something
to do with it. I think Mark told me I would like Torchwood.
I think you would. It's gay too. I think it's
the whoever the guy is, the commander or whatever.
John Barryman?
Wait, Barrymore? If you think he's hot, he's probably not.
No. You would find him attractive.
Famous Broadway star as well. I think it's in the suburb because a lot of these conventions are out there because it's cheaper. It's kind of like why Bear Pride.
Mm-hmm. It's got a big old dick.
It's kind of like why Bear Pride's in an odd location and everyone bitches about it. It's because of it's expensive to have a convention in Chicago.
It really is.
Where is Bear Pride in Chicago? I didn't go to it. So I don't know which hotel.
The Crown Plaza Hotel. That's in west of the loop.
In Greektown.
Not in the west loop, is it west of the loop on the other side of
it. Is it like near the bar that they have the official dance at or whatever?
Not too far. You have to bus it from there.
That area is kind of ghetto.
This is in Greektown.
I like Greektown.
It's seriously nice. Like all the Greek restaurants outside the door.
I like Greeks. I mean, what?
Greece. So we've been watching a lot of Doctor Who.
The movie.
I knew about Greece. Is in pre-production, I knew about it.
As in your hair is greasy.
For those of you who don't know what I'm doing the Penelope from SNL. Kristen Wiig's characters. It's one of the funniest fucking things ever. She's honestly hilarious. She's I love the shit out of her. She, this character, she does this thing where like she'll talk about, turn your booty box off.
It's not a booty box anymore, which we'll talk about next. So hurry along.
Hurry it along.
She does these things where she tries to like one-up you kind of thing. She's like, oh yeah, I moved. It's like the person's like, oh yeah, I woke up at 8 o'clock this morning. I woke up at 7. It's like 7. Actually, it was like 6:45. 6, maybe 6, maybe 5.
I have the best of everything.
I have a house. I have another house. It's on the moon.
Yeah, I just built it.
Just built it. Just like 2 seconds ago. It's new. It has everything new. It's updated. Granite.
So Ricky.
It's marble. Actually, marble.
Why isn't your phone a booty box anymore?
We're not done with the Doctor Who thing. You were going to talk about something else. And then Brad, like...
Penelope.
I don't think they care about the Doctor Who stuff anymore anyway. Actually, though, a lot of our listeners and
our
fellow podcasters, they really respond to the Doctor Who because it really is good.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'll give it a try.
So basically, Mark wants to have a Doctor Who day where he's going to curate some of his favorite episodes and things that he thinks that you'll like that maybe get you into it.
Uh-huh.
And he just wants to have like us all over, and you know, we'll have food and just like watch
fish sticks and custard.
Yeah, we'll have Doctor Who food.
I'm not eating fish sticks.
I actually kind of like fish sticks. It's been a long time since I've had them.
I love fish sticks and lemon sauce or lemon juice.
No.
Okay. So that's Doctor
I cannot bring myself to eat a fish stick.
So that's Doctor
Now that you're pampered.
Oh, yeah. Nice segue. Woo! Yeah. And why are you pampered,
whatever,
Ricky?
Whatever, whatever.
Why are you pampered, Ricky? Why are you no longer... Why do you not have time to spend with us anymore?
That is not even true.
Poppy?
Why won't you have time to spend with us?
Poppy?
That's not even true either.
Do you have a provider in your life? A poppy?
A poppy? I have a healthcare provider. Yes, I do.
Does he give you sponge baths?
Mm. No, he does not.
Does he give you tongue baths?
Yes, he does.
Ricky's got a boyfriend. Ricky's got a boyfriend.
He's a friend and he's a boy.
He's a friend boy.
He's my friend boy.
He's going steady.
Did you put the pin on or was he too shy?
Thanks for killing that one.
I didn't get it. Is that from a movie?
Yeah. Well, not a movie. It's from a musical.
I would not know.
From Bye Bye Birdie.
You really like that musical.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They sing a song. It's about two characters and they're singing. It's called The Telephone Song.
Kids.
So Doctor Who what?
And they're talking about how they're gossiping and everything. And the guy, like putting a pin on the girl or giving her your Letterman jacket. And there was a big old sign of you're now with me.
Oh.
So yes, you have a boyfriend.
Did they put a pin on?
Okay. Yeah, it's official. You could say that.
It's official.
You could say that, yes.
It's official. He's a nice guy. We like him.
He's very nice.
We approve.
Everyone
seems
to
Spanish class so I can talk to him.
Because of course.
He's teaching me Spanish.
Because of course he's not white. Which I don't think that you're.
All my boyfriends have been white, actually.
Yeah.
I guess there's a difference between boyfriends and ass.
Poppy does not know about ass. Past ass.
Please. He's dating Ricky. Like he knows. He's not like he's going to think that Ricky is a.
Ricky is a virgin.
A virgin nun.
Hashtag spoiled. Thanks, Lala.
Actually, maybe that's what we
should... Wait, ask Lauren what she thinks.
Lauren, what do you think?
Hashtag spoiled.
Is that what we just call him now? Whatever conversation? Hashtag spoiled.
That would be his nickname. Hashtag spoiled.
Right.
We should get you a shirt that says that.
Maybe we should just call him Hash.
That would be good.
He'll be hashtag provider and you'll be hashtag spoiled.
Or hashtag spoiled.
That's what I said.
Yeah. And I thought you said spoiler.
No,
spoil.
No.
Sorry, Pop. God damn.
Ricky, why don't you listen to me?
Yes, you can say that. I met a really nice guy, and we're...
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's good.
We approve.
He cooks, y'all. And he takes me from the train every day. To and from the train.
I told him.
He folds your clothes.
Y'all, no, listen
to
this.
When is he going to start whapping your ass? Because that's the next step that I'm thinking is going to happen.
Ew. Ew. Ew.
Ricky.
Oh, that look. Oh, that laugh had to have been loud because
damn.
That was from deep in my taint. That was the funniest expression I have seen in a while. Damn.
He has actually spoiled me, but he's like, I don't want you to tell everybody everything. So and he's been
so anyway,
right.
Because we're your best friends, you tell us everything.
So
and
what
then
happened?
We tell everyone. Right.
Because your listeners are
you know what he says? Don't tell Josh.
Yes. I love that he's only met Josh what 3 times and he already knows that he's the mouth of the South.
Don't tell Josh.
Don't tell Josh.
Who doesn't listen
That's
to the
like,
show?
That we should level it by degrees of like you can't tell. You can't tell based
you
on
can't
this.
Tell.
Uh-huh. So it's like Josh da, 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 da. Well, the first. That's like right. Code one.
Well, you already know that he always said
Thanks
that whenever
for listening,
he,
Josh.
That whenever he dated someone, that he always knew that it would be saved never to take him for the whole group, but maybe with us. Because we would be the most calm about it.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
We'd ease him in instead of just going, okay, here it is. Which is
right.
Really what you
and
did.
Scared him away.
That's right. Really what you did, though.
You really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the birthday outing.
But we were in public, so it was a little bit...
I don't know.
It got a little testy there for a minute.
A minute?
Dinner.
You mean dinner?
I think we were all speaking Spanish, and I was getting kind of drunk. And I was saying...
Microphone.
I was saying the naughty Spanish words I know, and all of a sudden I was like, Chocha! Tetas! And he was like, no!
Nice.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, and we seem to get along, and we spend a lot of time with each other
I love
the
it.
Past couple weeks.
It's nice that he lives near you as well.
Yeah,
so
he does live
near me. So you can actually when it sounds like you're spending so much time with him, it's not like you've like moved in or anything.
Right.
But it really takes no effort for
and
you guys.
He only lives 2 minutes from the train.
Yes. Well, Nate, wait. Now he's never going to move up north.
Ever.
No. No, because we can move up north and move 2 minutes from the train.
Well, true.
What was I going to say?
I love there was a wee there.
There was a wee. I heard a wee.
Well, I'm saying if we ever.
There was a wee.
If we ever did that, which is a while.
Mm-hmm. A wee.
I have learned in the past relationships, I have learned that whole situation. So.
That you're high maintenance. I'm sorry, what?
Like, he treats me so good that it's. I was just telling him, it makes me feel like I don't deserve it, kind of thing. That's what, I mean, that's like crazy to me.
Yeah, no, it's always weird when you meet someone like that because it's kind of uncomfortable. You're like, it's really hard to accept it because you're not, you know, it just feels a little too good.
It's right. Kind of how I felt. Kind of like Waylon at first because of my past.
This was about me, but go ahead.
You know what?
No.
Even
no.
When you were single,
no.
If even when this first all happened, everything was. Oh, I'm get around.
And now it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now you're just like, it's all about me. Listen to me. Look at me. Right.
Well, Lauren loves him. She.
I do love him. I really do. I
don't mind
him here a lot either.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Every time we've met, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's really nice.
And he's coming over Thanksgiving, which I'm happy about.
Yes. Which we can talk about that now, too.
Well, yeah, I'm just having. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Ricky?
I'm going to some loser's house.
Hmm.
Exactly. That's how I feel. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Lala Lauren's going to.
Oh, I thought that was
left.
Her.
She left. No,
that's
Lala
Lauren's going to Amish land.
Oh, I don't burp like that.
No, him going. Like, no, him going. I thought that was you.
No, so
that
we
was me. Hey, when you go back home to your parents, will you? If I give you some money, will you buy me some of that awesome cheese?
No, because that's like out far away, like out in the middle of nowhere.
That's not what I asked.
What kind of cheese is it?
You're supposed to say yes.
It's from the Amish.
It's from Amish cheese.
Amish cheese.
And it's cheap.
Is it Famunda?
What kind of cheese is it?
Is it Famunda?
It's a really cool, it's like a cheese store. Nobody gets my jokes. They have like samples of every single cheese they have. You can literally just go and just eat cheese all day.
Bow free.
You could always go to, what's the dairy in Northwest Indiana? I don't know. Anyway, I love cheese.
Well, maybe when you go there again and see the racist dolls, you could buy me some.
Yeah, I won't be going there anytime soon.
Yeah, so yeah. For Thanksgiving, we're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're coming to our house. Mm-hmm. Because my best friends are in town, like I said, for that Doctor Who convention. So we decided to do a little Thanksgiving dinner, which has now turned into... It was going to be like 5 of us.
Is there anybody else coming that I know?
On Thursday?
Yeah. Everyone you know.
No. Well, you know Lauren and Katie. Lori and Katie.
Oh, okay.
You and I.
You and I. You just don't know David and Jason and...
Oh, you don't know them. Those are my best friends that are coming in town.
See, so it's 2, 4...
Do they listen to the show?
No.
Then they're not your best friends. I'm just saying.
Don't even.
You know, actually, you know what's sad?
Hashtag spoiled.
I actually don't.
Hashtag rude.
You don't want to tell him?
I actually don't know if I've ever told him that I'm on a podcast.
You've never come out to your friends before.
No, not that. Well, because that's like a different state, a different life. And I'm not sure
it's like when you go back home from like when and you hang out with your friends from high school, you kind of revert back.
We don't talk about that stuff.
You didn't have friends?
I never had that for high school.
You just had family because you were homeschooled.
This is
that's why I was not homeschooled.
And that's why you're weird.
I've never this truly him and his partner. I'm best friends with both of them.
I'm glad Lauren loved that joke.
And they're a couple?
I'm glad somebody loved my joke.
But one of them is truly I call him my sister. Like we truly are.
Like, if y'all got drunk together, y'all would literally scissor because you're like sisters.
No, because we also make each other limp when we think about each other naked. Which is also why.
Yeah, but you don't have to be hard
they
to scissor.
Go any.
We would.
Women aren't hard when they scissor.
Their clits are hard.
Anyway. I think the one reason why we've always got along and have been best friends is because we have never
hooked up,
been attracted to each other.
Never kissed.
No. Normally, what happened?
What happened was.
But that's a great story, though. So, I love my best.
How long have we been recording? Maybe we can do three.
Maybe.
Yeah, I miss them so much, or Jason especially.
Hello.
I was typing.
20? Okay.
So, we're at this party, and there's a lot of free. There's this party every Memorial Day at this kind of rich couple's house that, you know. There'd be people there that don't even fucking know who they are, but mm-hmm. you find out that there's this party and it's free food, free booze. They have a hot tub. You know, it was a good thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we were friends with them and him and I are inside at this kind of couch that is facing the sliding glass door that's facing outside where everyone is. And we had this mutual acquaintance who liked to get really trashed very quickly. He was a pseudo older gentleman. Who then would try to make out with either one of us. Mm-hmm. This was when I was in my 9-year relationship as well. So I was in a relationship. The guy knew it. I think the Jason might have been at the time. Not positive. But we see him coming and he's stumbling. And Jason's like, we just know that he's going to try to fucking make out with him. And so we just look at each other and we're like, we may need to make out. You know, just that whole type of thing. It's like, well, maybe he won't talk to us if he sees us making out. It was just one of those, like, we just kind of
but it actually turned him on.
No, we didn't. He kind of, he turned the other way and then we just laughed our asses off. Because it was just one of those moments where you're just like, you take a deep breath and you're like, I think I'm going to have to take one for the team and we may have to make out.
Ricky says that to me every night.
Just to your tips.
Have to take I'm one sorry, for the your team. Boobs. Your tatas.
Your tatas.
You'll probably like them. They're both very, they're in their 30s. Jason's a lot of fun, but he's also can be a little bit, they're the boring fun. I don't know. They're kind of like me. I think I'm boring fun.
That describes Doctor Who.
And they love, they're bringing their favorite episodes.
Which is boring fun.
Which is why they're going to the convention. So yes, we're doing that Thursday. And then I somehow.
Friday, we're going to get up and go shopping downtown.
A crazy fucking idiot. No.
Yeah, you just said a minute ago we started recording.
He said we'll see.
You said maybe we'll 10, I heard 10, 11, 10 or 12.
Yes, I'll go.
And I said, we'll play it by ear, but probably not.
Huh? Well, I don't want to get involved with the crazy stuff. I just want to go, like, yeah.
We are also talking about, you know that they do the lights on Michigan Avenue, but we're not going to the lighting ceremony. We just want to go down there to see him.
Not this weekend or whatever.
No, I'm saying in general.
I know. We weren't done talking.
We should all go together and sing carols.
Hark the bell, sweet silver bell. So, Friday, you're going to that bullshit. I don't know what we're doing Friday yet. Maybe we'll...
Kevin.
Maybe. No, I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving Friday.
And then third Saturday, I don't know how I talked him into it, but my mom and my stepfather are coming up. It was supposed
Of them. Okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to also be my stepbrother and his fiance, but then they couldn't anymore. So then that's turned into another group of people who don't have places to go that are coming over. And Lauren may come if she's back in town. And you're coming again for more free food. So didn't you say you have free food Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And I'm probably sure along Friday or Sunday somebody's going to... One of my coworkers is like, I'll bring you a plate.
I'll bring you
ham, please.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Partially.
Duh.
Well, can you do like half ham, half turkey?
No.
Ham's a Christmas thing in the middle.
And Easter too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't mix the two with turkey at Thanksgiving.
My family doesn't do ham at Christmas because
it's
Italian. So we do lasagna.
Lasagna.
We used to have the traditional shellfish meal, the whole 9 yards.
Yeah, my boss does with her super Italian Connecticut family. Let's see what. So this weekend, though, it's a busy weekend. We are...
Sunday.
Well, tomorrow night, we are going over and we're having a little cocktails at Kevin's with the gang.
Watch a movie. I think we're watching...
Dirty Dancing and...
I thought it was Easy A.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Easy A and Dirty Dancing and Long Island. Are we watching both? Yeah. He said there'll probably be a double feature. Excuse me. And then Long Island's, he said, was the drink, which I'm all for. And then Saturday, you're James is working for the first time in a long time.
That sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be cleaning and probably putting up Christmas.
And then Sunday, we are going to go out to the suburbs to get our Christmas card picture taken. I'm so excited.
It'll be entertaining. Who knows what we're going to end up with. But we got some
ideas. We should bring Lauren as the slutty girl in our picture.
Yeah.
He actually said...
I don't have any, like, sexy Santa Claus suit or anything.
He said...
We'll just let you wear our Santa hats and cover your body with them.
He said, let me know when you guys want to come out and check out the studio. I'd be happy to talk photography and buy some cocktails. And if you want to come out and do some photography for you or portraits with the gang, bring them all. He's like a professional photographer.
Does he need a retoucher?
Well, you can ask him on Sunday.
Yeah, bring your portfolio. Yeah.
You'd be like, guys, it's like bring your own retoucher day.
Yeah, so this weekend I think starts the crazy season. Oh my fucking god.
I'm something. Busy every day.
Yeah. We're all gonna be mad at each other. Why don't you come in for dinner? Dude, I'm not free for another 3 weeks.
Right.
I'm booked to the end of the year.
Just like I was. I was like, you guys, what about this day and this day? We can't do this day. We can only do this. You fucking suck!
Yeah. It's called planning. Yeah.
So are we good for this episode? Let's play a phone call.
No, we need to talk about some other stuff, like the 400th show and contests.
Okay, phone call.
And are we going to save our one-star review for next time?
I have it. Speaking of one-star review, last week's...
One-star review was... Wait.
One-star review!
Last week's was... Who was it? The Big A Trekker?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Big A Trekker.
Congratulations, you made it onto Foul Monkeys.
You should feel special.
And you no longer have a show.
No, you no longer do your show.
Huh? Mm-hmm. He only does it every now and then. And he's like a DJ, too, I think. Okay. Like, he does a lot...
Right. While you're getting the phone call ready, I do know about Gate Dragons.
You sure do.
Well, they know about me.
I love that you used to beat off for truckers. That cracks me up.
I don't.
In my car. Gross.
Why I'm getting the call ready?
Up today is Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
What does that mean? Something new. Is Nouveau new?
Beaujolais is a grape.
No, it's a type of wine, and then Nouveau is new. So this
that's what I'm saying. Nouveau is new, right?
Yeah. So it's
a new wine.
Yeah, it's a wine that's it can only be sold today, or not only be sold. It's the first day that you can start to sell it.
Is that like the law, or is it just tradition? Because
I think it's probably both. Because he's come from France, from a specific region, and you can't sell it.
So do you have to wait for France's time zone to sell it?
I don't think so. Asshole. Anyway, yeah, it's a wine that's barely aged. It's great with turkey, so if y'all need a wine pairing, it's great for turkey. You guys should all get some.
I don't need anything that's going to make me more sleepier.
And you like it. And Lauren, who likes dry wine, likes it.
There's not enough tryptophan in turkey that makes you sleepy. It's just the amount of food that you eat and you go into like a carb coma.
Do you have your phone call ready now?
There's more tryptophan.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Hey, you know what?
I was just giving some info.
You got Mr. Wino over here. You have to have a little.
There's not enough tryptophan in the turkey to make you sleepy. It's the carbs that you eat.
Hey, you know what?
I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, bye, Lala.
Bye, Lala.
Hey guys, this is Tom.
Wait, no! We didn't do our song. Ring-a-ling-a-ding! Oh. We got a phone call.
Oh, I have an email to read.
Don't worry.
Stupid. This show is so stupid. I don't even know why I do this shit anymore.
I'll let you know that I had a mass marathon today of your program.
Thank you.
Getting all caught up, and I just want to say that I had 3 days of nope.
Wait, first of all, I want to say he's always catching up. You never hear him say, oh, I listened to your most recent episode. It's always, oh, I've listened to the last 10. Why would you want to do that to yourself, first of all?
Well, I do it to everyone else. I don't remember when the show's come out. So I'll be like,
overload.
I've got 20 big fatty shows, and I listen to them. I've got 4 Seder Spear, and then I get called out for not calling in. You must have stumped me for a Broadway thing, and then I tweet back, no, I didn't listen.
I feel bad because he always wants me to listen. I need to listen to a show. But I just don't have time because I listen to other shows and then I read and...
You get hashtag massage.
First world problems.
His show's it's very well put together.
Hashtag spoiled.
It's very well put together.
You get massages.
Anyway, back to Ramble Redhead.
Right.
Let him ramble on.
It was fun with the job today. It was cold, rainy, crappy weather. And you guys made me laugh and kept my spirits up because you guys are just so fabulous. And then being able to listen to La 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 Lauren on a couple episodes was even awesomer. So I just wanted to call and say, hey, and I can't believe you read a review from my show. That's 2-star review by some asshole. Anyway, I wish you guys all the best and keep up the great work. And, you know, I will be listening. So, hope to talk again soon. Talk to you later. Bye.
At least so far, no one's got mad except for Big Fatty about our 1-star review.
I don't even think he got mad. I don't think he got mad. But
who?
Big Fatty.
He made a comment that he wasn't too happy that we weren't being nice to other podcasts. I think it's celebrating.
It's not that we're being nice. It's fact. You got a 1-star review. We read mine, so.
That's true. It's
out of fun. It's not making fun of anybody.
No, it's exploring all sides. It's exploring all sides.
Right. If we need to, we'll start reading 5-star reviews, but that's
but
boring.
But that's really boring.
And it makes me feel bad
about
myself.
Yeah, gay country boy Wes.
Hey.
Who has all 5-star reviews.
Really, really. We tried to pick you for this week,
yeah.
But no.
No.
No!
Shit.
I think someone edits iTunes.
What are you saying?
Someone edits iTunes. No.
So it's not like we put that out there.
Right. So, all right, here's another phone call, and then I have an email, and then we'll go to the next show.
We don't want to talk about anything else?
How come when a person leaves a message, it's so loud? Okay, this is a worker, Bacon, and I'm calling to be entered in the little contest. Well, who said I can't play? Huh?
We'll put that back in the 400th show, because...
First of all, I honestly don't know if I understood anything.
That's Lurker Bacon. It's no more Kathy Bacon, because since nobody ever calls the shows or anything, she has gone into lurking.
And she's not coming out of lurking.
She is not coming out of lurking until people start calling. And
because she can't bribe them with money. Maybe that means there's a problem with our shows.
And everyone
else's show. We may have an ass ton of downloads, but it's not worth calling in.
Right.
For.
So, speaking of the 400th show, we have a 400th show coming up. We really haven't decided when we're going to record it.
It may be a live show. We don't
maybe
know.
Not.
We're playing around.
First, we need, if we get a date, then we need to contact the people that have live shows on that day and ask if we can beg and plead for their time.
We may make you wait till the new year.
Right. Are we going to do 2 hours, 1 hour?
We don't know.
Live show? If we do 2-hour live show, then we can split that up into 4 shows.
Oh,
after
don't talk
that.
About splitting up shows. Waylon does not like that.
What?
I suggested.
We had
goes,
a conversation
no,
about it. And
no.
I was like, no, like if we're going to have an hour long. Oh, God. Look at your eyes at me like, oh, my God, he's got another rant. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But no, really, if we're going to have it's a 400th episode. If we're gonna, if we do an hour show. I think it's really stupid to split it in half.
And make it 401.
And then make the second half 401 when it's all like one big old celebration. Now, if we did 2 hours, that may be a little different.
It'd be 400.1 and 400.2.
It doesn't work that way.
Or 400A and 400B.
Yeah. It totally does.
That does mess up the count of the shows.
Yeah,
no,
not for four. I mean, for the 400th,
all right,
at least.
We'll
I
do
think,
an hour. An hour
if
show.
If we do an hour show, I don't think we should separate it.
All right. So we'll let you know more about that, but we will take your calls at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
And we have a contest that you fucked up on.
Yes, I fucked up the contest that Miss Bacon, or Lurker Bacon, I guess I should call her now. It was originally supposed to be $21.
No, I guess to pay out of pocket.
I don't know how I got 42 because I think I heard 42 and I didn't hear the part that
it was
only
probably
21, was 21
for us and 21 for someone else and
probably,
you just stole all their money
right.
from them.
So Miss Bacon said that she'll, even though I fucked it up, she's going to contribute $21 more, but I believe she said what she's going to do and I will confirm this. Probably on the 400th show.
So you're going to fuck it up again.
I think she said the prize money is $21 and then she'll donate $21 in the name of the person that wins the money to the Trevor Project.
Yay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So 400 show, what else we got?
I think that's it. Let's wrap it up.
Is that good?
I think that's all the important stuff.
This email that I have is really a my e-letter review. It's a review they didn't want to call, but it's long. Read it on the next show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, read on the next show. But with that call, remember what you're supposed to do, though. This isn't just a, hey, call in, congratulations.
It's call in and tell a fucking dirty story.
Yeah, we need a dirty story. We need a dirty message.
Dirty story. What
do you
want
to do to us? What you want us to do?
It needs to be dirty.
Spit roast.
But we really would prefer if it's a dirty story, either made up or a dirty story that actually happened to you.
Right.
Because then it's
big fatty. We don't want to know yours. That might be a little too dirty for me.
We already know. Bye.
Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
This is James LeRoy.
I'm sorry. I just read part of that letter.
Uh-huh.
There's a paragraph in there that I'm like, oh, that's going to be fun to read out loud.
Right. Oh, and this has to be interpretive reading. This email has to be...
Until next
week.
What
is it called that you said?
The Google Translate?
No.
Theater of the Mind.
Yeah. That's what this is. What this has to be read as.
Gotcha.
Jesus.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. Thank you for listening to another episode of File Monkeys.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Like, we totally love hearing from our fans. They're like, number
one. You can, like, give us a call at, like, 206-984-3685.
Or text us at 863-SUCKSUCKSUCKS. I said sucks. 0377.
Nice. Good one.
Good one, Mickey. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, or James LeRoy FM. Or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Hurry this up. I got
to
call them.
Not really.
Go one way there.
So you can also like find us like on our Facebook fan page like and us on our Tumblr like at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
What about MySpace?
No.
Oh my God, you know, some countries don't have the Tumblrs or the Facebooks.
Or the maps. But they do have iTunes. So head over to iTunes and subscribe and maybe even give us a review. Okay, bye.
Good one.